Hi, everybody. This is Richard Tracy with Criminal Masterminds, and you are listening to Criminal Masterminds. I ought to, like, stand in front of a mirror and practice this like a narrative, like a speech.
Just nude. Right.
Admiring Hi, yourself. Everybody. Here I am standing looking at myself with no
you'd
shirt
like,
on.
You'd be like, I do myself.
Yeah.
Just like silence on the land.
Yeah. Would you? I'd F me. I'd do me hard. Yeah. Have you, actually, I think they showed that recently on that. Anyway, hi, everybody. It's Richard Tracy, and you're listening to Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. Big shout out to AmericaOutLoud.com for supporting us, sponsoring us, and Blue Lives Matter, of course. Blue Lives Matter and Warrior 12, big sponsor of ours, and HardHeadVeterans.com as well. Go check them out and buy stuff and listen to our podcast. And then when you buy stuff from them, tell them, hey, who sent you? They're going to ask, and you're going to say, Richard Tracy. And with me tonight, Al.
Hello.
And Michael.
It's good to be back. We kind of missed last week. Richard did it without us. I did enjoy that song all by myself.
It's always a classic at this point.
You know, Madonna, aside from her, political views and just
you know
being,
threatening the White House.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
She, especially in the
aside
past,
from
I don't know about
she
the,
was
the
good,
current
she
stuff.
Was a good artist
I love
the,
her
the
songs.
80s.
There's
was
so
really
much
good.
Like 80s, even in the 90s. That song was from the mid 90s. All the the Bedtime Story album.
Madonna, okay, on a musical level, actor, actress, entertainer, she's good. As far as entertainment goes, it used to be, at least back in the day, I was, as a kid growing up, seeing Madonna, that blonde in lingerie all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Just your heart was.
I remember in Russia, I watched it on TV. Madonna took her white shirt off, and she had like some kind of like an undershirt. And I
think it was just
as
a bra.
13-year-old.
Like oh, dude, that
I it was that's it. I was
you
done.
Could literally pause
that,
at that point,
that wasn't,
and
that wasn't censored. No.
But there was nothing.
She was
censored.
Wearing a bra.
Oh, okay.
And what is this?
It's a Frozen. I just picked one of the songs. Remember, great songs.
Was it? I don't remember this one.
It has a. My wife loves it because it has Dobermans in it.
Why do I not remember this song?
This is a 90s song.
Yeah, that's a 90s.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah. My grandma loved her.
That's kind of weird.
Especially that video.
This video
that's
right
called
here?
No, Take a Bow, when she would undress and like start herself almost naked in front of the
TV. Well, I didn't really like watching that with grandmother.
Yeah,
because
back in the day in the 90s, all we did, we came after school, we'd turn on MTV, and we would watch the same videos over and over and over.
And VH1.
And VH1. At the same time, it was kind of weird because when Take a Bow would come up, and that one, Madonna is just nothing but those white lingerie, and she lays on bed and just rubs herself to the images on the TV of that Matador.
Why don't you turn it on?
And,
the only odd part was grandma would be cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, and then
and
she would
hear it. You'd hear this. The knife would get slammed down on the counter. She'd walk out into the living room where I was sitting in my own zone, in my own bubble.
With his hands in his pants.
My hands
and lotion ready to go.
Far down my trousers.
Yeah.
And there grandma walks in and you're like, ugh.
And she would look so, she had like this judgmental look, but she would be glued to TV.
Satisfied at the same time.
Yeah, satisfied and envious. But like, she's like, I wish I had that back in my youth, promiscuous youth.
Thanks for bringing that up. The officer in New York got shot. And I was noticing a slight, is sympathy the right word? For the guy who shot her,
sympathy
on behalf of New York Times. Now, I kind of wanted to read the story off of Blue Lives Matter .blue real quick, just to kind of give the base of So anyway, the what's it called? Her name is Officer Mio Sotis Familia, and she was assassinated Saturday. She was assassinated while she sat in her vehicle with her partner. according to CNN. The incident occurred just after midnight Wednesday, July 5th, near Morris Avenue and 183rd Street in the Bronx. Is it Bronx? Officer Familia was 48 years old.
Wow.
She was shot in the head through the vehicle's window. She was taken to St. Barnabas.
So he just
hospital.
Walked up to the car and shot her.
I think so. I'm going to read here further and advise. The suspect is Alexander Bonds, age 34, fled. He was confronted by NYPD police officers about a block away, pulled out a gun, and was shot and killed by the officers. At least nobody has to spend any more money on him.
Yeah.
The NYPD has called the murder of Officer Miasota's Familia an unprovoked attack. Police said that the fallen officer was a 12-year veteran who worked out of the 45th precinct.
Mother of three, I heard.
12 years, man.
Commissioner James O'Neill said it is clear O'Neill. That this was an unprovoked direct attack on police officers who were assigned to keep the people of the city safe. In the press conference early morning on Wednesday, of course, NYPD's favorite mayor, Bill de Blasio, said...
Everybody stood up
and just tuned right in, I'm sure. Oh, guys, the mayor's here. Let's hear what he has to say.
Well, she was on duty serving this city, protecting people, doing what she...
Oh, as he yawns in the middle of it. She believes
checks
in...
Checks his phone for, like, Facebook.
And doing the job she loved after this sudden and shocking attack, her fellow officers came to her aid immediately. Shut up!
Did he like try to justify
Bill
the
Bill de Blasio, shut your dumb
he
mouth.
He was in the news recently.
Do you know what?
Did he go to Germany or something?
He went right afterwards. He goes to Germany to an Antifa anti-cop rally.
Oh, I am so surprised. I'm shocked. How could he? And during the incident, another person believed to be a bystander was also shot. This person, who was not identified, was taken to the local hospital and was in stable condition. Police said that the silver revolver was recovered at the scene. No further details have been released yet. And the motive for the murder
has been sent.
Unknown. Our thoughts are thought. And, thoughts and prayers as, what's it, what's his name? Thoughts and
Tony
prayers.
Tony Danza.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. our thoughts and prayers with the fat blah, blah. Well, anyway. Blue Lives Matter extends thoughts and prayers to.
So that's from Blue Lives Matter.
Officer. Now, this is from Blue Lives Matter. You hear the tone? Okay, I'll give it. Now, okay, Blue Lives Matter is obviously supporting the police.
That was a pretty neutral article,
actually. Pretty neutral for Blue Lives Matter.
It gave you facts.
But in this instance, you really don't need to.
No,
state the facts as they are. Let's go over to NewYorkTimes.com and read. Well, folks, let's just read the frickin' title. Ex-prisoner finally found stability before killing police officer.
I love how they make it all about him.
It has a little it has a little ring to it, like I want to know everything.
Let's find out about the
let's
killer.
Find out about
it's like
what was he thinking,
what Alexander
what
Bonds,
makes him tick.
Hey, it's let's it, find out what what was Alex like,
you know, this sudden subtle sympathy you know, that you
he's
see
a POS!
You see in that article is actually reminiscent of the subtle admiration, and sometimes not so subtle admiration, when Fidel Castro died and all those publications
to include our president.
Him, yeah.
Anyway, after this is by Michael Schwitz and James McKinley Jr. Good job, guys. Junior. You guys are clearly non-biased.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's New York Times.
I mean, we're biased too, so, but whatever. they wrote, after a lifetime of trouble, Alexander Bonds finally seemed to have everything under control. Did he?
Obviously not.
At 34.
What happened? I want to know what happened. How did he get there? What did the police do to provoke him?
Let me tell you. At 34, he had escaped New York City's shelter system and moved into his own apartment in Bronx. Wow!
Escaped?
He got his life
together. At 34.
He escaped.
He escaped.
Why did he escape? He had a girlfriend and a job at a fast food restaurant. He was how old again? 34? Okay, got it. So far, I'm with you.
Hey.
Yeah.
I had that job when I was 18. Mine Baskin Robbins was one of the best job, probably the best job that I've ever had. So maybe he wanted to just really give him.
Oh, here, it only gets better. His
Richard,
5 year,
give him benefit of a doubt.
Yeah, good job. Way to scoop ice cream.
Maybe his friends worked there.
Yeah, his 5 year stint of on parole was almost up.
Yeah,
and he had not had a run in with the police in years. What a nice guy.
Yeah,
Michael and Mr. James McKinley Jr.
What was he arrested for in the first place?
Let's find out.
What wasn't he arrested for?
Yeah. But in recent weeks, something was off.
Recent weeks?
He was hospitalized in June for a breakdown after making a phone call to his sister.
Pause. I did read that article. They just said recent weeks. Meanwhile, didn't he post something extremely threatening 8 months ago? That's not recent weeks if I recall my math classes.
Correct. He kept saying he was going to kill somebody. Nancy. Really? Kiersey, his aunt, said, recalling in the episode, he was very angry.
Angry about what?
Okay, did you...
What was he angry about?
He had been out of the hospital only a week when the rage erupted in a...
rage, like in the... What was that movie? World War Z, when they had, like, rage? Maybe he had virus.
Yeah,
who knows?
Virus.
Yeah, he needed to have some kind of...
Maybe he just wanted to eat the officer's brain. In a heinous and seemingly random act of violence.
I don't think it was random. I think it was calculated.
I don't think it was random at all.
It was very targeted.
Early on Wednesday, Mr. Bonds was walking down a street in the Bronx when he pulled out a gun and fired through a window of a police truck, killing the officer who was sitting in the passenger seat.
Hey, when you yell out, when you go on the rant and threaten police officers and then go and shoot them, there's nothing random about it, okay?
Yeah, he was planning this.
If he yelled about, you know, bitched? If he complained about police officers and then went and killed like a homeless guy, then that would be random, okay?
Yeah, that would be
random. Then, you know, when you deliver a speech, tell exactly what you're going to do. This is a very specific purpose to it.
Yeah, but it's like saying, I wonder what New York Times wrote about the two NYPD officers that were executed by that jackass from Baltimore.
Probably like, what did they do to provoke him to do that?
What happened to their troubled life that was on track?
Yeah, right.
The New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill said in a message to the officers that Officer Familia was assassinated without warning, and the shooting evoked comparison with the attacks on the police officers in Dallas, Baton Rouge, and Brooklyn, where 2.5 years ago, a man with a similar profile shot and killed two officers as they sat in their car.
So, how many times?
I love how they don't see a pattern here.
Of course they would.
You know, they try to describe it as completely random.
What I like is that my Facebook was full of, since she's a female and a black female, mm-hmm. African-American female, there's so many things where, you know, labeling this assassin as a racist, sexist, and... No, it didn't! Nobody's saying that. Nobody's mentioning that. If things were reversed, if somebody, some random individual was shot
somebody's
in the street...
Somebody's actually saying it or no?
Nobody said that.
Okay.
Nobody's saying it. Nobody cares.
In fact, nobody's even talking about it.
Nobody's really talking about this. She's a mother of three. She's a female. She's
less than 24 hours after the latest attack, investigators were piecing together the evidence that led up to the shooting. They had begun analyzing posts on Facebook in which Mr. Bonds speaks passionately about abuses he suffered
in
prison.
I like that word, passionately.
Yeah.
And appears to express anti-police sentiments and delving into
this is
his
justification of
years-long
his right
battle
here.
With mental health issues. Okay, see how they coined that in? They coined in mental health. But now people are... So the dummies out there who are sitting and reading this dumb article are saying, oh, well, he had an excuse. Well, he had a rage building up. He had a passion. His passion. He was very passionate about his abuses that he suffered in prison.
Passion.
And he expressed his anti-police sentiments. Give me a freaking break. Ah, the volume on my levels here are in the red because I'm so angry.
You're yelling in my ear.
I know. As they learned of the shooting, friends and relatives of Mr. Bonds were struggling to comprehend how a man who had seemingly come so far could so suddenly have pivoted
to like violence.
I don't know. Wow. Maybe all the anti-cop rhetoric in the media. Wow. Maybe all the Black Lives Matter propaganda.
Maybe all the articles by New York Times like this. Maybe he was a big New York Times fan.
Yeah.
Maybe probably read all. Maybe he watched a lot of CNN. Who knows?
But you know what? I wonder. If anybody was wearing a hard head veteran's helmet during this entire time, you know what? If I was sitting right here right now wearing one, I'd feel very good about it. And what was that? I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
I bet she gives great helmet.
Yes, she does. While wearing a hard head veteran helmet. Oh boy. Anyway, real quick, follow me on Twitter at the Richard Tracy. I am also on Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook. What am I talking about? Facebook is for old people. Anyway, AmericaOutloud.com, our latest podcast of us, Malcolm Out Loud, and a bunch of other new podcasts and radio shows over there. Also, we mentioned Hardhead. Veterans
just now hard, just a second head ago
veterans.com also very important to know that warrior12@warrior12.com big sponsor of ours and big thank you to them and a big shout out to them. Send me a t-shirt please. And who else?
Give me a helmet.
Yeah, Blue Lives Matter too, very important to mention them as well. The only
Mike,
reason
give me a helmet
the only reason this podcast is happening is because of them. And I am looking at my computer right now, and there's nothing happening. Ah, yes, there is. It's moving now, finally. Ladies and gentlemen, if you get a Mac, might want to throw it out after 10 years. It just doesn't work anymore.
Mine is already dead.
Yours is dead. Yeah. Time to go back to good old Windows
PC. It just stopped working.
And all the meanwhile, while I'm doing that, these are some more messages from our sponsors, and we'll be right back later.
We are one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We stand proudly with the men and women who serve in our armed forces and our law enforcement heroes. Thank you for being part of our family. And we'll see you back at AmericaOutloud.com.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older. Until now, Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
How was your break? Was it good?
Superb.
You know what that break reminded me of?
What?
Does anybody remember Mr. Corey Feldman?
I do. I remember.
How do you remember Corey Feldman?
Wasn't he the little kid in the Goonies?
He was the little kid in the Goonies. Mouth. Now, my question is, was he anything more after that?
He was. He was in a lot of 80s films as kind of like the hot guy.
Was he?
You're an expert on hot guys.
Are you?
I know all about it.
For those who are, I mean, obviously everybody knows Corey Feldman, but apparently Corey Feldman came back in the spotlight, and he's like he came back like Michael Jordan did.
Did he come back like Michael Jordan? That's a high mark.
A big comeback.
Come back, win three. This is the last time I watched
just NBA. Kidding. No, when Corey Jordan Feldman came back and he was maybe briefly, for 1 second, relevant. And then he was again, gone. But a reason I bring it up, there is a video that recently came up with him, and him and his band is playing, right? Uh-huh. And his band is, let me set this up for you.
What kind of band is it?
Drummer. It's a rock band. Like sounds rock, like a rock. Yeah, like yeah.
Heavy rock?
Not heavy rock. It's just...
Like
if you listen to the hit, it's a the song is stupid.
Okay.
But but if you listen to this live recording, it sounds pretty heavy.
It's, okay.
Yeah. The band consists of all females except for Corey Feldman, unless you want to throw him into that category as well. now...
Remember that band from Kill Bill?
Now, all of them wear angel wings. They got little halos.
Angel wings. Really?
They're all angel beautiful, eyes. Stunning models.
Oh.
And they can play instruments.
This sounds like they a can, good band.
You know what? I'm actually looking
and
for...
Then,
is it going to derail the show like, you know?
It's already derailed.
Oh, okay.
And then there's Mr. Corey Feldman, who still clearly wants to be the young Michael Jackson in the red...
Yeah,
button up shirt and leather.
This video is very poor quality.
Remember Michael Jackson's red shirt?
Yeah,
ponytail.
Yeah, and the hat.
It wasn't beaded. It was something after. It was a later one.
Was it Jam?
Maybe it was Jam.
You know, let me look.
No,
but reason I bring up Corey Feldman is the poor guy really is, he's just trying to be relevant in music now.
Like the way we're trying to be relevant
in talk radio.
Talk radio. Yeah.
The poor guy. It was Jam.
Yeah, see if it's a...
Yeah. So imagine...
Speaking of Michael Jordan, wasn't Michael Jordan in it too?
Michael Jordan was in Jam.
Why is it seven? Is it like really 7 minutes long?
Yeah, because you know, like they make like they make movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Nostalgia.
Brings me back to Russia. Oh, they just kicked it like soccer.
Oh, yeah.
That's when Michael Jackson was
Michael
still...
Jackson is like a superhero in like every video he does. Yeah. have you noticed that?
What about Thriller?
He was a super villain.
What about Thriller? The child molesting one? anybody remember that?
Which one was that?
Bedtime stories at Never Neverland and cookies and milk. Anybody find that interview creepy? No, we all just forgot about it.
Was he the best dancer in the world?
He was. He was also probably one of the best pedophiles ever because he clearly got away with it. Anyway, Corey Feldman was live singing, enjoying himself.
Uh-huh.
And I guess when he set up the microphone back in the stand, he hit himself in his dumb mouth and knocked out a tooth mid-performance. And there's a video of this, if you could please.
Was it like a microphone without that foam part or just...
Yeah, it was.
You know, he needs like a helmet for the mic.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me...
No, yeah, we clearly cannot... But you see the resemblance between...
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please Google Michael Jackson Jam and then look at the images. There's Michael Jackson in a white t-shirt with a red button-up shirt over it with his ponytail tied behind.
And black pants.
With a few...
Black
tight pants with a few...
Corey is dressed exactly
with
the same.
With a few hairs just coming out from his bangs.
And the thing is, Corey Feldman's video has some kind of effect that it blurs it, so you can't even see his face really well.
You can potentially
think that this is Michael Jackson.
Right.
Until you start seeing like the way...
Can we
hear it? I want to hear what it sounds like.
It's just regular rock. He's got the glove on.
He has a glove. One glove, right?
No, he has two.
Two red gloves.
Here, watch, right here.
He was trying to put the microphone in the stand.
Oh, wow.
Ow. Oh. He's in such pain right now. He's grabbing his mouth. Now he's walking off. He's like, I don't know what to do. I am very flustered. Yeah.
At least he's not lip syncing.
No, he's not lip syncing.
Give him that.
It's live music.
Yeah. You don't hear that often.
And the band keeps playing.
Kudos to the band for continuing to play.
We don't care about this guy.
Hey, we're going to rock out.
Just the same way that band in Kill Bill played while there was a massacre of Crazy 88, remember?
Right.
They were playing. I'm making that up.
I love that band from the movie.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
That was like...
Yeah.
All right. So the show must go on. They're like Titanic band. You know, remember when Titanic was sinking?
They're still
the
playing.
The band was playing their ragtime.
Uh-huh.
Those girls are playing their whatever that song is. Even though their
I don't
front
even know
man
what song that
ran
is.
Away.
Anyway, he comes back.
Some fan apparently grabbed his tooth and covered it and gave it back to him.
Did he ice it?
And put it on ice so we could preserve it and put it back on. And apparently they start playing again. I don't know why I thought of this story. I thought it was just a very, very funny story.
Yeah.
But what is this?
Titanic
theme song.
Yeah. Oh, but you know what it reminded me of? The way that unexpected thing happened. That his teeth just fell off, like he hit it. Do you remember Bogdan Tsitamir?
Yes, of course. How can I forget?
Idol from back in the early 90s, the godfather of Soviet / Russian hip hop. He was Michael Jackson of Russia back in the day. Briefly disappeared. And this is like a kind of, they called it the discotheque of the 90s, which is pretty much a bunch of washouts are from the 90s and 80s come back and they put up the show, and all this crowd is like, there are no young people in there, just a bunch of old people that kind of come.
That's a lot of people though.
Yeah, or it's just, you know, maybe the adults bring their kids and they, you know, they relive their youth. And that was the concert, and this guy is riding, for some reason he's riding on a Segway. I don't know why. And he's just kind of spinning around here.
It's like an old geezer giving a concert.
He has like a long hair. He wears hat. Now he's rolling around in his Segway for no reason. Okay, he's wearing sunglasses.
He's too
and
old
leather.
To walk. Yeah. Like his arthritis. Okay,
he is about 50 years old.
I will post this video.
I bet you he has really bad arthritis.
Who are these hipsters?
Look,
Russian hipsters.
Yeah. Look.
Now I will post this video on my Twitter page. Can I plug this video?
Sure. Hold on. Now he's gonna fall down. Look at this. You can plug it in just a second. Look, he fell down. His hat is off. Hair is like all over the place. He's kind of limping.
And he's clearly...
No, he's has to like adjusting his hair.
He's clearly lip syncing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's hurt.
Because the microphone was dropped.
I think he broke his Segway.
Yeah. Yeah, Segway's like right there. I thought those things couldn't like fall down.
Well, yeah, they can.
I guess if you like operator arrow.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I will post this on my Twitter page.
Oh, he looks like he's hurting.
Yeah, this is the guy.
He's just high.
You know, back in the day when they were really famous, he was. It's like the first video that came up. He showed up on stage on a Harley Davidson motorcycle. Okay, albeit with another guy behind him, his partner. Was
he wearing a hardhead veteran's helmet?
Sure. See, that's him. That's him. And instead of a beautiful woman, there's a guy in the back. I don't know why they did it.
I don't think they did.
You still have the other video.
Now he's doing like a segue. Oh, that's Corey Feldman in the back.
Yeah, it's Corey Feldman looking for
his tooth
in the back.
Somebody find it and ice it.
This part is actually like, it doesn't really define what they were. This is just an intro. Can you go to the... Can you preferably the part where they sing in Russian.
There's your dancing moves, Alec.
Yeah.
We love this. Really? I remember when I first saw this. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Really? Yeah, this was, you know, after
this
like
this was life changing.
After babushkas and like old people who just sang there and sing something like sounds like Russian anthem, you get this, the guy, unshaved guy on a motorcycle in leather with earring. You lose your mind. They're dancing, and there's a British flag.
There's a British Bobby dancing
as
well.
Look. It's like very high quality video. You haven't seen that, like anything like this. This
was like art. Like,
if you mute it,
it's very artistic.
Can you imagine seeing that on MTV like in the early 90s?
Yeah.
You could, because the quality of the video is high compared to like. I will find you something later on, and you can make a comparison.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, let's go back to our. What I was bitching about earlier, which was the tone of New York Times Magazine.
Oh, can I mention something about that?
Of course you can.
I'm raising my hand.
Yes.
May I please? All those, like, over the years, all those shootings, all the problems that we heard, you always hear that, he's been turning his life around. You know, he was just trying to get back on track.
Why? I don't know why they do. It's this sympathy
here,
towards...
No, but listen to this. Here is the article that actually says this guy turned his life around. He was an upstanding citizen at this point, and then he...
He regressed for no reason at all.
We don't know why.
Can we just acknowledge the fact that lives aren't turned around? that nobody really gets better if they go back to doing something by far worse than what they did. Clearly, there's a decline. Let's say he did some thefts, did some robberies, did some vandalisms, DUIs, sold some drugs. And then he, you know, had to change his life, miraculously changed all of a sudden. He was getting his life together. And then murder!
Really?
Yeah, it's like a downgrade every time. So, I don't know. It has no meaning to me when people are like, oh, he's getting his life together. Mm-hmm. Because they say it all the time, every single one.
It depends who the killer is. If the killer was a white guy. They'll try to dig up every kind of dirt on him.
Oh well,
to show
it,
what a scumbag
in this instance,
he
if he was a white guy, this would be the
racist crime of the century.
Officer is blind.
He would
because
be
a, yeah, officer is African American.
There would be
female.
There would
of
be
course.
No attempt to try to understand him or
no.
Or where
there
he's
would
coming
he
from,
would be yeah
or what he was thinking or feeling. But because it was a black guy that did it, you know.
How about in this instance,
and a criminal.
Yeah,
mind you, there's a strange sympathy for criminals. I just don't get. I can't get it. And maybe I was brought up differently. When I was bringing us up and back in Soviet Union, you know, we always had there was like aversion towards criminals and the criminal element. It was not. You had to work in that society. You know, they would give you stuff for free. The quality of life was low, but you had to work. And people. You know, for the most part, they did want to work. You know, it was something that you had to do, you know. And the salaries between the street sweeper and a doctor weren't that much different, but people were striving to be better. They tried to be doctors because the status. It was,
yeah,
it was not even the salary. It was the status
of prestige, accomplishment. If you're a street sweeper, you were looked at, even though you make the amount of money is not that much different.
Soviet Union kind of did approach the Star Trek society, you know, that there is no money, but people are striving to make themselves better, educate themselves. Yeah.
Here's a good one. Quote, they do paint him as a really bad person, and I get it. Miss Kearse said.
Oh, no S.
Kearse, whatever her name is. You know, the family member of the shooter.
Forget about that he killed a cop. He killed a woman.
Here, you know,
he killed a woman.
But quote, this might be sexist
my
statement,
heart,
I'm sorry.
My heart really goes out to that family. But he is no cop killer.
But, you know,
yes, he is. Yeah.
Yes,
he killed a cop.
He killed a cop.
Yes, he is. This is a definition of... A cop killer.
You know,
he goes out and he kills a cop. I think that's a requirement.
This is like, to be called a cop killer. Is that the proper term right there?
That's like saying...
He's a cop killer.
You know,
Miss Kearse.
There is one plausible explanation. If the police were trying to arrest him, you know, if it's a false arrest, maybe he tried to defend himself. There's no reason. He just came up and shot people in the car.
Yeah.
As investigators work to determine a motive, they will certainly focus on circumstances that led to what relatives describe as a mental breakdown Ms. Bond suffered in June. At the time, his sister had talked him into checking himself into a hospital in the Bronx, Ms. Kearse said, but she could not remember which one. Maybe you never convinced him to begin with. Anyway, it is unclear to New York Times how long he spent at the hospital or why he was discharged. In New York, mental health services typically will not provide inpatient treatment for more than a few days unless it can be proved that patients present an immediate threat to themselves or others. Oh, okay, this is where the typical dummy again will sit there and be like, well, clearly there's a mental health services issue in New York that needs to be addressed. This poor man could have been alive. In addition to this poor officer, if he fell through the cracks, that's always the famous one. He fell through the cracks. Miss Kearse said that Mr. Bonds had been given diagnoses of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, and had been hospitalized on and off for years. When he was taking his medication, she said, he could be, serene? Serene? And almost never exhibited violent tendencies. Okay. Well, has this been confirmed that he's he was schizophrenic.
It's on the news. It's New York Times. Why do you need any confirmation of your sources?
Yeah, what is that?
Reliable sources.
But
reliable
if he stopped taking
anonymous
them,
sources.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's good.
It's
yeah.
Anonymous sources.
But they're very reliable.
Yeah. Had a few drinks. If he stopped taking them, had a few drinks, blah, blah, blah. Here's a quote. Once he gets into that zone, she said, you can't even medicate him. He becomes stronger than an ox.
Oh.
It was PCP or something.
I don't think it was the strength. I think it was the fact that he wanted to murder somebody.
It's just really disturbing to me how far they're going in this article.
They're trying to
humanize his actions.
He's a monster.
Yeah. There is no way to justify
it.
He's
a murderer.
It's not just humanizing him. They're trying to humanize what he did.
Yeah.
And others like him.
Imagine this. They're going at such lengths to justify the guy who just killed someone and cold blood assassinated them, ambushed them literally, and
for no reason.
But imagine how easy it is for them to justify if somebody just, let's say, robbed someone at gunpoint without killing them. At least he didn't kill him. I've heard some person actually said, well, how is that person supposed to get his money? Remember that?
Yeah.
Is it get like, a job. Yeah.
There's a family history of mental illness, she said. After Mr. Bond's father died of a heart attack when Mr. Bond's and his two siblings were still young.
Yeah.
His
Our
mother, Deborah,
the heart attack.
Kearse had a breakdown and was institutionalized. See? Excuses.
Have you noticed how this article talks all about the killer
and nothing
barely
about
mentions
the cop.
About the victim?
Yeah,
nothing
about the cop.
Nothing about her.
Nothing about her. Okay, pull up some information on her. Let's see who she was. Deborah Kearse here was placed in an assisted living facility in Lower Manhattan. Since his release from prison, friends said Mr. Bonds had spent time volunteering at the facility, making sandwiches for the residents and trying to forge a relationship with his mother. Shut up! Please. What was he in prison for? Can I ask? Or you guys don't want to release that information? Mr. Bonds' trouble with law began... Oh, okay, wow, they heard me. In adolescence. In addition to low-level crime activity, there were flashes of violence. In 2001, he was 18. He was in a group home of four other people who attacked a police officer in Queens. That's normal!
So he has a history of attacking police officers.
A law enforcement officer said, speaking on the condition of anonymity, to describe the case, which has been sealed. Wearing brass knuckles, Mr. Bonds punched and kicked the officer, the official said. So he clearly has a problem with the police.
Not a cop killer at all.
He's no, not at all. Not a cop killer.
This was just a completely random act of attack.
This was a very difficult situation. You got to give him a benefit of the doubt.
In 2006, he was convicted of robbing a person at gunpoint in Syracuse and was sentenced to a maximum of 8 years in prison.
Well, that you just got to blame NRA on that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's clearly the...
It wasn't his fault.
You know what? And the person...
If guns weren't legal, he wouldn't have done it. Wait a minute. He probably didn't get the gun legally.
Well, if the person didn't have any valuables on them, he wouldn't rob them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was his second stint.
He's got to get money somehow.
Yeah. This was his second stint.
How is he supposed to earn a living?
Second stint in prison, state prison, in 2 years. Oh. And the first time he completed an intensive boot camp for drug offenders and was released after 7 months.
Wow, they really like this guy. They're writing a lot about him.
They love him. The second time was different. Mr. Bonds was incarcerated in maximum security prisons like the Attica Correctional Facility, where his fellow inmates described daily brutality by corrections officers. See how they're taking the spotlight off of him now again?
He's the victim. He's the victim.
If you're an inmate at Attica, you've had some form of abuse happen to you, said Sean Caraballo, 36, who became friends with Mr. Bonds.
Here.
In prison and
kept
Attica, in touch.
You know, Attica, I heard a lot about Attica.
It wears on you. Has an effect on you. Oh, okay.
I heard it in that movie.
Wait, does this have curse words that I'm going to need to edit later?
I don't think so.
Well, yeah, he wants to kill me so bad he can taste it.
Oh, God, I was going to kill
Attica!
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 Great.
Is that Dog Day Afternoon?
Dog Day Afternoon. What a great... Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
It's one of the greatest movies I've... I mean, probably one... It's up there with Godfather.
Notice the acting.
Yeah.
And compare this acting
to today.
Today's acting sucks.
Compare how they're shooting this movie and this scene in comparison to what they're movies are made today.
Avengers. Another episode of Avengers.
It's completely different now.
It's all acting.
It's
back
all
then.
It's completely different. Yeah. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. So anyway, Dog Day Afternoon, great movie, great movie. So clearly they're again derailing all the attention, all the spotlight off of this Bond jackass onto him. From like a different perspective. Let's look at him. Let's make him the victim.
Yeah.
In a video that Mr. Bonds recorded and posted on a Facebook in September, he accused guards of beating, raping, and murdering inmates, particularly a guard he called Preacher, who he said organized fights between inmates like we savages. I'm sure Mr. Bonds intended to say like we were savages. Police.
It sounds like a perfectly reasonable English.
Yes,
to me though.
Police be killing them.
Sounds like he wasn't burdened with an abundance of education.
Here's more proper English that I simply could have used when I came here as an immigrant. Police be killing them and saying the inmates killed them. That's deep. In the other videos, the criticizes.
And of course, because he
anyway,
says
he,
it.
Yeah, of course he says
true.
It. It must be true.
It must
yeah.
be true.
Is there an issue with that, the English there?
Yeah.
I don't hear.
Let the evidence be
good.
Damned.
Yeah, friends said he...
Sounds good to me. I like his English. I want
to speak American. Is there like real American citizens.
I come to America 5 minutes ago and I want to see a movie about Alexander Makedonsky.
I want to speak.
My dad actually
English.
Called, pay-per-view cable company, and he said that very line that he just came to America 5 minutes ago, and he wants to see a movie about Alexander Makedonsky.
Listen to this. So after I read that very philosophical quote by Mr. Bonds here, in parentheses, New York Times wrote, "Inmates in New York State prison often refer to correction officers as police." You see what they're doing there?
Yeah.
Just again.
They
want to
justify him
let's
so
take,
bad.
Why? All I want to know is why. Why do you sympathize with this guy?
Because they're trying to push the anti-cop rhetoric and they
amazing.
Don't want to stop. They're taking this.
New York
the murder,
Times.
They're taking the murder of a cop as an opportunity to push more anti-cop
wasn't
rhetoric.
Wasn't New York Times.
Because they want more dead cops.
Washington Post.
They love it.
Back in the day? You know, were they always like this, or is it just something?
They were
recent?
Always liberal.
They were always like this towards other topics,
mm-hmm.
categories. Yeah. I'm sure if you go back to the '60s, whatever the big hatred was towards mm-hmm. at that time.
Military,
for
attention.
Example, Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam. Yeah,
Viet effing Nam. now,
hey.
Now
I'm offended.
Whatever it was at that time, I can't. You can't do it. I have to dump it. Right.
Yeah, you can dump that word, right?
No, that I'm playing.
Oh,
you say Vietnam. That's all I think about.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Ooh,
some I want to go and rebel.
Woo! You know I'm probably 100% against this song, but I love it. It's such a good song.
I love CCR. But I'm sure New York Times had the same vibe.
Yeah.
Throughout.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, I'm curious. We'll pull up an article. We'll read it. And then on the next episode, I'll just correct myself and tell you that I was wrong.
Man, I just want to climb on a helicopter, pull my M16, sit in my helmet.
Put on a hard head veteran's
yeah,
helmet.
Yeah, exactly. No. Not. I want to put like those giant ones like back in the day, like
the heavy ones,
you know, with cigarettes, you know, like with a rubber band and cigarettes there.
The metal helmet?
Yeah, metal helmet, not plastic.
Friend said he had never spoken of committing an act of violence against police officers.
Really?
Well, their friends were wrong then. Very, very wrong because he killed one.
He attacked one that like
he's done it before.
What,
and here's the thing:
15 years ago,
he was aware about police brutality and aware of Black Lives Matter. But I wouldn't say he was angry or upset.
No, no.
He was drunk at the time. Look, he was just a little drunk when he posted.
There's no connection.
Yeah, who?
Come on,
yeah. His Come friend
on,
who only identified
I think
himself
you're being
as.
A little conspiratorial
yeah, it's like
here.
It's like the, when the guy screamed like, right. "Let's burn this MF-er down in Ferguson," I mean, and then they burned the city. I mean, and there's no connection.
There's no connection,
between
right?
That
take
either.
The tinfoil hats off.
He was just a little upset.
Yeah, he was just a you know, understandably so.
Understandable.
Anyway, his friend here is identified himself as Jason G.
Jason G.
Last time, the last time Jason G. saw Mr. Bonds was at his birthday party.
How do you spell G?
Literally
like
the
BG?
Letter G. Is it New York Times literally put the letter G here. This Jason is that's G. New York Times.
Is that what's on his license?
I bet he's like, yeah. You go ahead and
just put Jason G.
Just put you got your pen?
Make sure
you got you got your pen?
Uppercase G.
Yeah, man. Yo. What it, so what's your name? Jason. Jason. How do you spell that, Jason? Man, Jason. Oh, okay. That's cool. That is a hip way to, you know, it's normal. It's, I mean,
yeah,
are you okay? With, are you man, shut up. Young. Jason? And then you ready for my last name? Yes.
Common spelling.
Yes, Mr. J.
It's not common spelling.
Young. Common spelling. G, motherfucker. You ready? G. How do you spell
that?
How do you spell
that?
Mr. G? Man, letter G, man. Sup?
G as in George.
What's the matter with you, man? Anyway. Oh, wow, this is... Oh, what were the writer's name again? Eric?
You know what?
Eric and...
Back, you know when we just came to America?
Here, Michael and James. Yeah, Michael turns to James and says, oh, okay, this is great stuff, Michael. Yeah, we're definitely going to put that in here. Mr. G, you've been such a valuable piece to this article.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
This is a reliable source.
Hey, ain't no thing, man. Ain't no thing.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I think nowadays, in retrospect, when we came to this country, do you remember how hard was it to tell everybody our last name? We should have just gone with L.
L,
yeah.
Richard L.
Richard
and,
L. Dor.
L.
L-L.
It would be so much easier. How do you spell L? We could have even just done it like E and L, like El Salvador, L.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, did you get that? L like El Salvador.
El
Diablo. You know, I actually said that when I came to my ESL class, we had a guy named Alex Salinas. And at first I was going by Alex. And then the teacher was like, now I have two Alexes. What do I do? How do I distinguish? And I'm like, oh, you can call me L, like Al Bundy. Al Bundy. And I kept saying that so many times.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Like, I wanted to be a loser.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You know, couldn't I go, like, say, like, hey, call me Luke, like Luke Perry, you know, because he was cool back in the day. No, I had to go with the biggest loser on TV, Al Bundy, and that's what, you know, it set my life back. That was the fork in the road. I could have called myself Arnold, you know, or who was cool back then?
Alec, that was the point where
you
were either going to be one of the cool kids or one of the losers.
Brad.
You took the wrong turn.
Yeah. Yeah, just because I called myself Al.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's funny.
Oh, I found the video that this was like the right before that Carman. You remember that quality of that video? That's what was really cool on TV. Look at those guys.
What is it? Oh, boy. What is this?
It's Láskavý máj. It used to be insanely popular back in the 80s. But do you see the quality difference between the videos? That's all I just wanted to point it out.
It's very...
This was before, right?
That was like a couple of years before.
They're just kind of walking around.
They kind of just walk around with a video camera and
this
filming.
This is very
80s.
This
is terrible.
Yeah, look at his hair. Yeah. Look at the old... Look, we had no traffic. Look at those wide streets in Russia.
Well,
that has almost no cars. There's
also,
no traffic.
Also no lanes.
I love how the bus goes in front of him during the
almost
bus runs over him. They couldn't stop him. They're like, hey, we got to keep off the schedule. Like, hey, it's communism here, all right?
Like space
we're
going
to get... this is Space Wars quality.
They were huge.
Look, you can see his nipple.
Look at his shirt.
His shirt
why is he wearing his shirt like that?
I don't know. It looks like a lady's shirt.
Yeah, I know. And the nipples are showing.
Girls loved him back then.
Richard, you kind of look, you know, from the back, he kind of looks like you when you had long hair and you were sleeping and I was like in my bedroom. Look at it. Like the nipples are showing.
Why are they wearing it like
it's
that?
It's the 80s in Russia. We didn't know any better. That's this was true. Cool.
Oh, they were the coolest kids.
This is the worst video I've ever seen.
Yeah, but they were the coolest. How many views did that get? I'm just curious.
Let me pull it back
that's
up.
That's awful.
It has only 31,000 views. Well, you know,
by far more than
long? Look,
over
the next one is
when was it posted?
2 years. But then the next one is like million and a half.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The next one's
then the same thing, million and a half.
Oh yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
I can't dog him too much.
No, he has million and a half more followers
well,
than
you
do.
There's a lot
on
of
Twitter.
A lot of old Russians that think that's cool.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, we have a story. One more. A couple of minutes for one more story, I think. Dallas officers are apparently quitting.
Why?
From
I don't know. Would a massacre have anything to do with it?
Maybe. Dallas Police Department has lost more officers this year than ever before, according to, boy, that's a lot of letters, CBS DFW.
CBS DFW!
Let's just go with CBS. Normal attrition, right? What's attrition? Occurs within
attrition.
Any agency.
I don't know.
I guess a drop of the amount of police officers, I will assume. ATTRITION occurs within any agency.
The action or process of gradually reducing the strength or effectiveness
anyway,
of someone or something.
What was I'm sorry. I apologize. Can you read that
pressure.
Again?
The action or process of gradually reducing the strength or effectiveness of someone or something through sustained attack or pressure.
Fair enough. In Dallas, some of the most experienced police officers are leaving. DPD records show that almost 60% of the officers
DPD
who
records.
Have, don't go there. Almost 60% of the officers who have left during the last 9 months have served more than 20 years. 60%.
They got a.
Oh, they're all retiring.
Yeah.
They're all saying, you know, here's a thing.
You know.
Here's a thing. Sometimes if I bet the old timers are like, you know what? I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I you know what? I am going to tap out now. I am going to leave now.
Rather than be killed.
Forget about this climate. I don't need this anymore. Yeah. I'm going to go do something else. And you, let's say they just got on at 21, 41 years old, 20 years later. They're like probably, and this is the best case scenario. I doubt it. I'm sure these guys are like 50. Mm-hmm. And they're probably saying, you know what? F this. I'm done. I'm out of here. 60%.
Wow.
So, I would say
that's
Dallas
what happens when you don't support your police.
Yeah.
That's
Mike Mata, Dallas Police Association president, said, those are the ones you want solving those homicides. Those are the ones you want solving those missing child cases and those rape cases because they have talents. They've groomed over the long period of time. That's true also because all that talent? I mean, experience. Too.
Experience. Uh-huh.
According to the police department records, 314 officers have already left this fiscal year. With 3 months remaining, 22 officers have given notice that they are leaving in July, while 36 officers plan to retire in August. Good for them. More notice are expected as officers get job offers. Ah! Job offers for other agencies. So it's not just the old timers leaving. They just said, you know what? I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I don't need this. So,
is there an issue with the Dallas PD? Aside from that shooting, do they have some kind of other problems? Or
Mata said he expects even more officers to resign prior to September when the city's new pension plan takes effect.
Maybe that's
the new plan has taken away an incentive for veteran officers to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably probably a big reason, you know.
That is a big reason.
You know,
and I'm sure other factors like the shooting. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, shooting and
Mata,
multiple factors.
Who is a veteran officer said he has stayed so far out of the sense of loyalty, but said, quote, that doesn't feed my family. He also said that doesn't pay my mortgage. And hey, well if you can't pay your mortgage, what else are you left to do? So anyway, we'll follow up on this one. I wanted to squeeze that one in real quick. Please follow us, Criminal Masterminds. We are on AmericaOutloud.com. I am Richard Tracy, at the Richard Tracy on Twitter. Al, thank you for joining me. Mikey, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Also, check out go to AmericaOutloud.com to check out other talk radio hosts. In addition to this, please go to bluelivesmatter.blue. Check out their rewards program and check out their membership. They support law enforcement, and they're here to... They literally just dish stuff out. Tourniquets, which is one of them. They give it to... Believe it or not, many police departments don't have tourniquets, and they provide that for those departments. So thank you, Blue Lives Matter. And in addition to that, thank you for supporting this talk radio show. Also, Warrior 12 at warrior12.com. Give them a shout. Give them a check out. Who else am I leaving out? Hardheadveterans.com. If you want a nice, sexy helmet. And what are we doing next? You know what? We're going to end this fiasco and go to our next fiasco. If you all want to check. If anybody listens to this and wants to listen to another podcast where... We can kind of, where it's more
like
by
rudderless ship.
By far more, yeah, derailed.
Yeah,
it's a train wreck.
Yeah, train wreck of a show.
It's on Spreaker, the Richard Dick Show.
Nothing is held back.
No. And you know what? I will also put it on my.
I do have.
I will send a link.
I have Science Minute with Richard Dick today.
Very good. Prepared. We'll. You guys can check out the Science Minute with Richard Dick, the Richard Dick Show. Just Google a Richard Dick Show Spreaker. And check it out there. Again, thank you for listening to Criminal Masterminds, to me, Richard Tracy. And again, follow me at the Richard Tracy on Twitter. Thank you so much for every single one of you for listening. Goodbye, take care. And if you're working tonight, please be careful. Please be safe.
Bye.